It's Playhouse, Y94, 6:55 in the morning. So Life Coach trending today because they say this will make your life a lot healthier and then more efficient as well. And she says you should have a roster, like a collection of 30-minute meals that you love and the family loves that you can easily whip up together in 30 minutes and enjoy for the whole family. And I'm curious what your go-to is if you have such a thing. 237 hits, text 35270. She says what ends up happening is a lot of times people are like, oh, okay, I don't really have time. So they end up just having something they're not that excited about or ordering in or doing that kind of an excess rather than just making something simple. Do you have a 30-minute go-to meal that you actually really enjoy and Steven really enjoys?
I would probably tacos. They're just really easy to make. They always taste good. Whether you're doing chicken tacos, beef tacos, you could kind of switch it up. But those are easy to make.
Is mac and cheese not an acceptable answer?
That is. So delicious.
I would say that tacos probably is in actuality on our list. And then maybe just throwing something on the grill. If you have all the stuff in the house, just throwing something on the grill real quick. You're not disappointed shoving a hamburger in your mouth.
That is true. See, I wish I had a grill. I think I found so many Pinterest recipes, like the foil recipes. I would love to try those out.
Do you have kind of a go-to, fairly quick meal that the whole family's into? If you do, and you can actually come up with it fairly easily, well, then you're ahead of the game because this life coach says that you know you're going to be a happier person because you have this at your disposal. What is that go-to quick meal for the family? 237 hits, text 35270, tweet snap at 194 Playhouse. It's Joe Bros. Leave before you love me. 194. I see you calling. It's Playhouse 194. There's a life coach trending today because she says that if you have a roster of 30-minute meals that you really enjoy and your family really enjoys, well, you're ahead of the game. She thinks all American families should have those go-to kind of quick meals that you whip together and everybody likes so they're not always ordering in, going out, whatever the case might be, or just eating cereal for dinner, though. I don't know when the last time you had cereal for dinner. That's pretty good.
That's making me hungry now. I want to go get a box of cereal, some milk.
It's that time of year, too, with the Halloween cereals.
Ooh.
Booberry, Count Chocula.
I did see those in the store recently, actually.
Very, very good. What is your go-to 30-minute kind of quickie meal?
I have a great salad that I love to put together, and it's just spinach, a sliced up apple or pear, goat cheese, candied pecans, and some vinaigrette. You can throw in chicken if you need to.
It sounds good. Yeah, I've never been one of those people that has been satisfied with like a salad for dinner. I like a side salad. Yes, give me a side salad. It needs to be the accessory to my real dinner. Where's my meatloaf? Where's my actual food?
I agree. Salads or soup, those cannot be like your main meal. Mm-hmm. Let those be like the sides.
I'm down with it if it's the side, but if it's just like the main thing, I will be hungry in like 15 minutes.
It's just not enough.
Want some more food? Are you seeing some quickie meals?
Yeah, many people are saying grilled cheese with tomato soup. Someone said I make it so cheesy. Sometimes I'll add veggies to it, depending on what we have.
And do you have one of these quickie meals? You whip it up in like 30 minutes, everybody's happy.
Well, 30 minutes isn't that long. So I feel like a stir fry doesn't take that long. So it's super easy just to whip up a bunch of vegetables, chop them up, and then put some soy sauce on it and, add a meat or something.
So basically, just whatever you can find in the cupboard on top of rice and boom, 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 you're calling it stir fry.
That's seriously what I made last night.
Just random stuff?
I used what veggies we had. Yeah, we had like peas and broccoli and chicken, and I made a stir fry with rice. And can I tell you, it's so easy, but rice is kind of difficult to cook. I got to buy a rice cooker. I added too much water.
People play a little loosey-goosey with what they call stir fry. And then in this region, people also play kind of loosey-goosey with what they call goulash. Have you ever had goulash before?
What is goulash?
Well, that's the thing. It depends who you ask. Every family, every household, it is my honest-to-God belief, would tell you a different recipe. Nobody makes goulash the same. Everybody's mom, grandma, dad, whoever, great Uncle Tim, everybody makes it differently. It is never the same. Sometimes it noodles. Sometimes it doesn't have noodles. Sometimes it has potatoes. Sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes it has carrots. Sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes it's more beef heavy. Sometimes more chicken heavy. It's never the same.
What is it, though? Is it a soup?
I can't tell you.
Is it a pasta?
It depends. It's both.
Casserole?
It's all of the above. Goulash is all of those things and none of those things at the same time.
Goulash?
It's all of it and none of it. Imagine Inception in food form. That is goulash. Are you with me now?
No.
Exactly. Nobody is, and that's the point. That's goulash.
I think you just like saying the word.
I do. If you Google goulash, open up three recipes. None of them will be the same.
I'm going to be honest. I don't know if I could spell goulash.
I think it's goulash.
Yeah.
Goul as in goopy and lash as in eyelash.
Oh, man.
Goulash.
I just looked it up with, and I did like the image recipe, just seeing the different types of pictures.
They're never the same.
Honestly, looks like I actually brought it for lunch. Chef Boyardee beefaroni.
That is one version of goulash. One of many. There's so many of them. Now you're going to have some. It's actually pretty good.
Then this other one is just noodles with a beef on top and a sauce.
I know! It's never the same!
You think it takes less than 30 minutes to make?
Depends which one you're making.
I guess that's true.
Hard to say.